The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation has referred to former President Jacob Zuma as a constitutional delinquent who is unsuitable as a candidate for parliament. The non-profit organization was accepted as friends of the court in the IEC's constitutional court case, which is expected to be heard on May the 10th. Joining us now on the line, we have the foundation's executive director, Nishan Bolton. Nishan, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning and greetings to your listeners.
Does your issue with the former president as a foundation go back to the late Ahmed Kathrada, who took a very strong stance prior to his demise against the former president?
I suppose it's inevitable that there is that view. However, I think that this is more about the current case and the case before the court, which really starts off from opposition to him being a candidate that the IEC had called for once all candidates had been registered with the IEC, and there was an objection to him being a candidate that was raised and that the IEC upheld. His party appealed it, and the electoral court ruled in his favor, or the MK party's favor, and the IEC correctly, in our view, has now appealed to the Constitutional Court for important clarity on this case. So I suppose the past is important, but for us, more importantly, is the precedent of the Electoral Court ruling and the implications for future elections, which is of greater concern.
Hmm. So is that the reason why you joined or you applied to join as friends of the court?
Precisely. Because I think that issue is important. But secondly, we thought that an expression of support and solidarity with the IEC as really one of the pillars of our democracy was important. The IEC was coming under attack from all kinds of quarters for its decision to appeal the electoral court ruling. And the foundation thought that it was important to show solidarity and support with the IEC. And the best way we could do that was by applying directly to the Constitutional Court in this case.
Now, the issue of him being a constitutional delinquent, as termed by the foundation, or unsuitable as a candidate to return to parliament, his supporters continue to argue that as much as there may be multitudes of allegations against him and all the talk about the state capture years and the Zondo Commission of Inquiry and the like, he still hasn't been found guilty in a court of law. And his Stalingrad strategy, as much as many may disagree with it, is still within the ambit of the law. On what basis do you deem him unsuitable as a candidate to return to parliament or to hold any political office in the country?
Well, it is not necessarily true. The Constitutional Court did find him to be to have not fully upheld his role as president of the country, and that he had violated the Constitution. In 2016, the former Chief Justice, Mokoeng Mokoeng, in the ruling there dealing with the Nkandla matter, found that he had violated the Constitution. And it is on that basis that Kathrada, in fact, then wrote his letter calling on Zuma to resign, simply stating that, in all good conscience, when the highest court in the land finds a sitting president to have violated the Constitution, then that president can no longer occupy that office. So he has been found to have violated the Constitution. I think, secondly, the utterances of his party is one where they would, if they come to power, they would want the court itself, the Constitutional Court, powers to be greatly amended. In fact, they would want to do away with much of the Constitution itself. Now, if elected, the first thing that former President Zuma would have to do is to swear to uphold the Constitution. And that's already, from what they are saying, that they'd have great discomfort in doing. So there are so many things about current statements and current behavior from him and his party that one doesn't even have to go into the past about the attitude to the Constitution and the Constitutional Court.
Just to conclude then, Nishan, if you look at the recent polls, right, and the kind of support these polls suggest that he and his party, and it's primarily about him, it's a personality-based party now, enjoys, notwithstanding what has happened during his term in office, what does that tell you about the country, that he still seems to have that degree of support?
No, I think we need to understand who are the different elements and the strands of people and institutions who are rallying behind him. And you don't have to go far. Look at who are the people who rally behind the July riots in KZN. My sense is that many of the same people who instigated that are the ones who are now possibly rallying behind his party. That would be one area of support. Then secondly, every grouping that has a disgruntlement with the current government, whether it's tenders or whatever business opportunities or whatever it is that they're disgruntled about, seems to have rallied behind him and his party because they think that that is their way of getting into office. So I'm not surprised. This country has got so many people who are angry about so many things. It's not improbable that they would rally behind somebody that they think might deliver political office to them. And you just have to look at their manifesto. It's probably the weakest of all manifestos. But manifestos don't count for many people. It's about an opportunity to get into office and what political office does today for the people who then the party that it has to serve.
All right, Nishan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.